The hearing focused on the November 30th recount. Up to that date, the Democrat Catherine Dodge and Republican Bart Laban were tied. Arseth heard arguments picking through 9 challenged ballots, 3 from Dodge, 5 from Laban, and 1 from both of them. That one had both ovals filled in for the House District 1 race, but also an X on the oval for Bart Laban. The Dodge campaign said it should count as the voter rejecting Laban. But lawyer Stacey Stone, representing Bart Laban, says her side thought it should count as a valid voting mark for Laban.
The recommendation from Judge Arseth was not to count that ballot. If there was an alternative, he said that that vote would count for Laban because an X is a valid vote mark.
The Laban side argued 3 ballots with odd markings should count for him, but were thrown out as invalid. Stone says they also asked for 2 absentee ballots from the same address to be counted, but they were mixed up in each other's envelopes and had been cast aside as invalid.
We assume they're a husband and wife, we're not sure, but one voter had the other voter's voter identification and vice versa.
The Dodge side challenged a question ballot from a voter whose address changed when he registered for the Alaska Permanent Fund dividend last year, which, under the new law, automatically updated his voter registration. He showed up to vote in District 1, but was not on the roster, so he voted a questioned ballot, in this case, for Catherine Dodge. Arseth said he would recommend the Supreme Court not count that ballot.
Through his PFD applications, pursuant to the law, registered himself for a district other than District 1, and that he was limited to vote in that district.
The judge quoted the statute requiring voters to be signed up at least 30 days before the election, and voters need to realize their PFD registration will register them to vote as well.
If there's going to be a challenge in terms of how that statute is applied to switch people's registration over, that needs to be a challenge done other than a recount appeal and is outside the scope of what this court can consider.
Arseth kept the scope of the hearing quite narrow, using only evidence and testimony about the November 30th recount of the House District 1 ballots rather than the election itself. And you might ask, aren't they the same thing? But the challenge the Dodge campaign filed was to the recount, not the election. They are seen as statutorily different. From the Dodge side, they challenged 2 absentee ballots from a woman who listed her address in an auto glass repair shop and a doctor with an address at an office. Neither place was an actual residence, but Arseth kept his view of this evidence quite narrow.
If people are concerned about whether these folks are not really residents either of that district or of Alaska, that's for other divisions of the state of Alaska to go investigate if they want to. But at the time of the recount, everything filed were consistent with the election laws.
The doctor provided an affidavit saying he lives part-time in California and part-time in another Fairbanks political district. But Arseth said the doctor's testimony was gathered after the recount, and his status could not have been known by the Division of Elections.
So we have this affidavit. My treatment of it is that it is beyond the scope of what a recount appeal is. That evidence after the recount is not something that can be considered. It is a notarized affidavit. I made a ruling on the authenticity of it. The affidavit is clear in terms of I'm not a resident of District 1, and he should not have voted in the District 1 election. But those are the imperfections that are in our statutory scheme for elections.
Dodge's attorney, Patrick Munson, was on the phone and double-checked with the judge about the voter's status.
If the affidavit is considered, then you would find that he was not a resident for the 30 days leading up to the election as a fact matter. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's accurate.
Okay, thank you.
Arseth said the 2 absentee ballots, both which were for Laban, should be counted. Arseth will release his written report today, recommending all the rulings by the Division of Elections be upheld by the Alaska Supreme Court. If they do, the vote count will remain the same, with Bart Laban the winner by 1 vote. The Supreme Court hears arguments in the case January 4th. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.